London. I told the story that the Tzivka Rebbe from Borough Park was inside. Not only a Kvaldik Tzadik, but he's also a master pedagogue. He understands the Shver, the previous Shver Rebbe, appointed him to be the head of all the Moses schools in Shikun Square. So once there was a Vidas Bechanchim, gathering of educators, and he told the Muridik Amais, once upon a time, a Chosheva guest, a big Rav Tzadik, came to the home of Reb Shalom Provitch, who was the son of the Malach, the grandson of the Magid. And he stayed with him a few days, and he put him up. In those days, there was not much place in houses, you know, as we have today. So Reb Shalom Provitch put up the Eirich in the room together with his son Yisroel, who later became the Yisroel, some Kaddish of Rishon. And it came time to go to bed. And the Eirich, the guest, wanted to go to sleep. And Yisroel is walking up, and he was 6 years old. Sakakum, 6 years old. And he's pacing up and down the room. And the Eirich was, you know, had difficulty sleeping when this kid is walking up and down. So he said, Yisroel, why don't you go to sleep? So he said, I'm making a cheshuv nefesh. To which the Eirich said, I've also said kriyash. Every yid says kriyash v'lamita. You make a cheshuv nefesh. You review the previous day. But why did it take you so long? So this little boy, 6 years old, tzachakot, he says to Moshul Mahadavar Doiva, once upon a time, there was a king, an emperor, incredibly, fabulously wealthy. And he got the greatest craftsman in the lands to make for him a Keser HaMelech, the most exquisite, ornate silver crown filled with Avodah Tovah Margolius. And at the spitz of the crown, he found this most incredible diamond no one ever saw. I didn't know, also like a 200-carat diamond, but it was a raw diamond. And you needed to find someone who was a schleifer, who knows how to cut the diamond, and then to polish it. So they searched him in a Jewish Hakiru throughout B'chom, Medina's HaMelech. And they found the world's greatest diamond cutter and diamond polisher. They brought him to the palace, to the Chatzar HaMelech. And they showed him the diamond that they wanted him to cut and to polish. And he took one look at it and he started shaking. He was full of fear and trepidation. He said, I can't touch this. So the king says to him, if you're the greatest diamond cutter in the world, you're the biggest maven, and you can't do it, what shall I do? So he said, take a mediocre fellow who's an ordinary schleifer, give him the job. He says, what's that? Doesn't make sense. So he said, Posh, I understand the yakrus, the tairakite of a diamond. Such a diamond you won't find anywhere else. So when I take this diamond in my hand, and I know that if one little mistake, you make a chritz in the, a little notch in the diamond, you could destroy something which is not priceless. The value is inestimable, right? Asher Alki, I'm just too nervous to deal with your diamond. Give it to a mediocre fellow who doesn't appreciate the tairakite of the Avin Toiv. He'll be able to do it with serenity and tranquility, and he'll get the job done. Said the Rishoner to this, well, 6 years old, tells this Choshev guest, if you don't understand the tairakite of the Neshama, that Neshama's come, Chatzuvitz, Mitzach, Yisri, and what's made to Neshama, and what does it mean, a Pugam into Neshama, then your Cheshbar HaNefesh could take you a minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. Oh, but I understand what a Neshama is, and I understand the Pugam or whatever. Asher Alkein, my Cheshbar HaNefesh takes me longer. So the Rav Tzivka Rebbe turned to the Melamdim, and he said, you should know that who has to be a bigger Yerushalayim, a Shoichet or a Rav? The word doesn't say anyone Shulchan Aruch, as far as I know, that a Rav has to be Yerushalayim. A Shoichet has to be a Yerushalayim Rav. Nevertheless, Guter Yidin, Tzadikim said, more than a Shoichet has to be a Yerushalayim, a Melamed has to be Yerushalayim. Because if a Shoichet, he shechts, a Shoichet shechts, Sachakal shechts, a Hindl. Right? A Melamed was shecht, a shecht on a Shom. Right? Oh, we have a principle that Meruba Mita Toiva. That Asher Alkin, there's nothing in the world more tired than a person who's a Malamed children, who's polishing and bringing out the radiance, the luminosity in the diamonds. I told the story. The Gemara says, by the way, in Baba Basit of Ches, umatzike harabim kichovim lo ilavoit. That refers to lambei tinoikis, because what they give into a child remains with them for all of eternity, for all of nitzchis. In latave in the previous rabbi used to say in Pirkei Avos, when it says vamidu talmidim harbe, not only a quantitative statement of numbers of talmidim, or where you put it, the langzos they bleiben talmidim. A talmud 50 years later, I'll tell you a story. Ma'aser shahoya, a recent story. He lives in Seattle, Washington. I'm a rabbi. Teaches Jewish children. And one day he gets a call from a chaver l'safsel and besmedesh from his yeshiva day. I'm tired you did. And he's been very, very mega successful in business. And he's bought a bunch of nursing homes. And he's looking for a manager for his nursing homes. And he says, you, I know, Meshulah, you, I know you. I know you, even though it's not your area, but you're a very competent, responsible person. I want to make you in charge of my biggest nursing home, our largest nursing home. I'm willing to pay you be'erach $1,000 a day. $350,000 per annum, which is infinitely more than he's getting as a malam. It was one of the pshatim, by the way, Rabbi Yosef Chaim in Ben Yoyod says, why are malam de tashbar compared to kechovim? A kechov, if the person looks at it with a naked eye, he doesn't appreciate it. He doesn't realize that this is like a bigger, it could be bigger than our sun. It's full of energy and heat, and whatever. But he doesn't see it. You can make a fortune of money. So he said, what does the Gemara have the expression? Let me ask my rebbe. I'll sleep when I come back to you. He asked his rebbe, and she says to him, Meishalah, right? At the moment, right, you've given over, you've committed yourself to the Eibush, to the teacher. You want to exchange that by going into business? Aye, whatever. San Eibush there is called Yachal, he'll provide. So, let's sleep on it. They slept on it. So he was already convinced. He's calling up this guy in the morning. Thank you for your harbor. No thanks. Dervaila, his wife, slept on it. And in the morning, she has a change. She says, you know what? Einach and Am Chinuch is more important than making money. Aber, she thought to herself, if for just 3 years he could take on this job, he could put away, he could stash away, salt away $500,000 in the bank. He'll never have to worry in the future how to make a chassan, how to make a bar mitzvah. And then you go back to Chinuch. This time, Moshe already decided to tell him no. The Vaila's wife changed her mind. Ahin, Aher, and the wife, they're sitting in Shakla, the whole Shakla, Tarya. And finally, the wife says, Moshe, I know for a fact that you will never be happy in business. Your happiness is, it's your way to Sakodesh, and the Abish will find a way. The Vaila, he's mixed up, she's mixed up, they can't come to an Ebra Kashova. They decided, Punkta school had a vacation. It was a 50-day vacation. He decided he was invited to a chassan in Los Angeles. He wasn't planning on going to the chassan. But he said, you know, we'll take a vacation. We'll go to Los Angeles. Go to the chassan over a few days alone. We'll be able to discuss the issue rationally, calmly, and we'll come to a maskon. They went to the chassan. The next day, they had a free day. Years ago, this Moshe was at Malamed in a place called Es Diego, in the south of California. He decided to visit the chaverim, as you did. They were going down Route 5. Have you ever been there, like from Los Angeles to Diego?
Yeah.
Scenic route. And he's a bit tired. He needs some caffeine in his bloodstream. There's a big sign that says Starbucks. He likes Starbucks, so he goes there and he orders a black coffee and a styrofoam cup, housekeeping fine. The girl behind the waiter, behind the counter, she serves it very courteously. And then she says to him, are you a rabbi, perhaps? He says, yeah, how did you know? Well, I saw you wearing a yarmulke, you're wearing tzitzis. So I know you're Jewish. And you have a beard, so maybe you're a rabbi. So he looks at this waitress, this girl behind the counter, says, how did you know about tzitzis? You know? People have asked, where are the strings hanging out? Well, how do you know about tzitzis? She says, listen, I'm a Jewish girl. I was born in Diego, right? And my parents are totally assimilated, they're fried, they're not religious, but they wanted to give me some basic smattering of Jewish identity, Jewish heritage, right? And they sent me to the local Hebrew day school. And when I was in sixth grade, our teacher, we were learning about the receiving of the Torah at Sinai, that God chose the divine election of the Jewish people as a holy people, as a chartonim. And my teacher asked us all to sign a pledge that will always remain a member of the Jewish people, that we should never ever marry out. And I signed this pledge, and then from school I went to university, I dated many men, but always Jewish, and now I'm engaged to marry a Jewish man. And I need a rabbi to officiate at the ceremony. I was wondering if you're a rabbi. We don't get many rabbis on Route 5. The guy suddenly stops, Moshe. And he remembers the scene 10 years ago in the classroom. He even remembered where she sat. And he says to her, Chana, is that you? And she says, Rabbi G. Right? That's you? And she says, please be the biggest, greatest toivah in the world. You officiate my wedding. His wife is listening into this shakla v'tarit. And she said, she had spaced out. She says, and he says, why are you so merugish? Misragish, his wife. He says, because we came here to discuss calmly whether or not I should take the job as a manager. You know, where to take it. The Abister sent you this girl. That 10 years later, whatever you gave into her, now she's Dam v'damzari, children, kinder, grandchildren, Seif Kalatayrus will be Jewish because you were Mechanech. Are you willing to give up for geld, for all the money in the world, that which you achieved? The Abish's mom is talking to you. Right? Why am I telling you the story? The fact that today is Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara says in Tainus Chavtes, Oh, my Rabbi, you the brave Mishra, Moshelas, Omer Rav. So I've said many times to you, who is this Shmuel Bar Shelas? Who the Beit Shmuel Bar Shelas? When the Gemara says in Baba Basra, "Umatziki harabim gechovim lo'ilam vod," that a melamed is like a star that shines in the firmament for all of eternity. For example, Shmuel Bar Shelas, and the Gemara says that Rav once saw his Talmud in the garden. So he says, Shavkulam Heminusach, have you given up your trustworthiness? Usually you're... So he says to Rav, I haven't seen this garden in 13 years. First time he entered it, Vadayin Datai Datoy Alai. I'm still thinking about my tummy. This is our Shmuel Bar Shelas. I told you in the past, we've got a whole pilpul. What else do we know about our Shmuel Bar Shelas? When the Gemara says in Gitin Daf Nudayin, it's in Heaven Daf Tzadik, Vav, right? The Nebonav Shel Haman Lomdu Teirim Nebrak. So in the Ein Yankiv, in the Sefer Ayuchsin, so it's brought Meneris Hamoir. The Rebbe in a Mimer, Tafresh Pei, in a footnote, says, from the Arizal, in the Sefer Likutim, Umanu Degirsin, and who is this Nebonav Shel Haman, who were teachers of Teirim Nebrak, descendants of Haman? Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas. So it's so ironic that who is the one who teaches us that Mishenichnas Over, Tremish Chayzer, Marbin Besimcha, Rashmul Bar Shelas, who's the biological descendant of him. Who is the one? The Velt says, B'derech Atach, sort of like a. How do you know, Menolam, that Haman was an anti Semite? Because Haman wanted to destroy the whole Jewish people, Ashbara and Yoimech. Purim became a yontif. One day, 2 days, the holidays. Well, to give a man, a lover of the Jews, he would have tried to kill the Jews in a week. A whole week of Purim. I always say, Rav Hutner used to always say, what's her? The Gemara says, Mishnah v'simcha kiblu alayu, yontif le kiblu alayu, right? Why didn't you give a mashal yontif? Because if he didn't accept the Purim as a yontif, with our Isser Malacha, then Mitzoy Purim, you'd have to make Havdalah. No Yid could find it as hard to separate from Purim. So what was the Lu'uma said, just like Rabbi Shmuel Bar Shelas undid his Zayda is whatever, right? Is Aldera said, you my evil wicked Zayda, you tried to what? To make Purim one day? I'll fix you. Then the whole month, Hachoydesh Asher Nebach, and Mishenichnas Adar, the whole month is Marv Mesimcha. The Meritik Avor. Comes along, right? I saw a Gewaldig Avor in Chita Mekubetza, Sigsuvis Dav Samach Beis. Who is Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas? Shelas is not a masculine name, it's a feminine name. He's called after his mother. Could very well be, you could say, this is what I used to tie it once, that hey Yosef, maybe his father was a Ger Amaleki, because he gave him Haman. Therefore, Mizyachis him, not after his father. But who is his mother, Shelas? You know from elsewhere in Shas, various Gemaras, all over the place, right? Sheilas was his mother, says, and the Shidduch Betzis brings this, B'Shem Rabbeinu Haigun, was the sister of Rab Chiya. If you put your memory, whatever, button, what is Rab Chiya known for? When the Gemara says about B'Shem Rabbeinu, hey, Kama G'dayle Ma'asi Chiya, the one who was Mezer Nefesh, for Chinuch of Yalda Yisrael, you're the Gana Goyim, the Rashka Pak Tartar, and you're sitting and learning with five Talmidim Chumash and six Talmidim Shishas in Mishka. And through that, you ensure that Torah will not be forgotten from Eden. That's Rav Chiya. Who is the nephew of Rav Chiya? Another Malamed, Tashbar, famous one. Rishul Bar Shelech. And I thought to myself, maybe that's Pshat, the Gemara says in Shabbos, that Rav, before he passed away, he said to Rishul Bar Shelech, Rav was the Rebbe of the Rav. He was the Rav of all Bnei Agud, literally. He had thousands of Talmidim. Which Talmud did he entrust with the sacred task of giving his hesped? Shulba Shelech. And it's the famous word, Achim be'espeidah de'hosom ko'indah. Who should give a warm hesped? Dafka Shulba Shelech. Because Dafka through him is through Shulba Shelech. De'hosom ko'indah, there I won't be departing from the world. It'll be Agurab Alecha Alamim. Dafka through Shulba Shelech. And then the Rambam Ifano brings in a minor, Sheila stands for Rosh Davis, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdizon. Who is able that the Ebershter is before you? Tomid, Matzdiki Aram Gecham Le'ilum Void, that's Dafka Melamed Tzlivis. Which is the opposite of Amalek, which is Suffolk and Alach and Allah, whatever. The Shivisi Hashem Lenegdizon, that's what Shmuel Bar Shemus. By the way, Derech Agav, the Sefer just parenthetically brings a very thing forward. Haman is Gimachi 95. Of the 95, whatever, Haman, 94 levels, Bechidus, were Tomei, right? And he had one Nitzitz of Kedusha. And from that one Nitzitz of Kedusha in, and which he had, when they before they hung him, that Nitzitz was expressed, was taken out, was extracted. And that, therefore it says in Pasuk, Upnei Haman, Chafu. Chafu was Gematria, says this was only for 94. And that one Nitzos became the Nitzos that later converted in the form of whomever, the Zera, the grandfather of the father of Shmuel Bar Shemus. Therefore, it's brought in Kizer Nizal that the Zayda of Haman was Yoinik from Dam Tomei, of his mother, and therefore Esav became, the Rizal says, Esav is called Edoim. His food was red, his garments were red, his Bechina is. Or is Edoy red, right? Dam Tomei is Begimachia, what says Rabbi Friedman? 94. And that one Nitzutz became Shmuel Bar Shemus. So says the Holy Tzim Sofer. And that's Pshat, by the way, in the Gemara says in Megillah, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Pasam Sichel Hai Parsha Behocha, right? Luli Hashem Shehoyolanu, Yemen Yisrael, Luli Hashem Shehoyolanu, Bekum Aleinu, Adam. Who is this Adam who's not a Melech? Haman, says Rashi. Yeah? And we all know from the Maggid the message, Adam, if you take, why is Atin Kriyim Adam? Reinu Musa'ilum Kriyim Adam. If you take away the Aleph from Adam, the Alufishal Oilam, the Getlachite, you're left with Dam. Right? So there was in Haman this Bechina of Adam. Esther extracted through her Suda, the Kedusha Levi explains, the Aleph. That became Rav Shmuel Bar Shelech. The rest of it was Dam, and Haman ended up swinging on the gallows. The Fee Zeh says Rav Tzadik HaKoyin and Pitzadik HaMoyritik HaVot. You remember there was a fellow called Shol HaMelech? And the Pasuk says, Ben Shana Shol B'molchoy. He was like a as I'll say in Yumot, he was shown like a child. The Gavi Chet, he was a. Is Mishich Milamai like a Voyam Mikola? Is Vikum to Shol HaMelech Shbechir Hashem? She committed such a terrible Avera of leaving Agag hanging there for the night, and because of that, Vayachmel Shol Va'om, right? On what? On the mate of Atsoin Va'abokum. Vikum to. The Pshat is Shol HaMelech sore in Agag. This Nitzutz. Av Nitzutz was who later became Shmuel Bar Shelech. Vayachmal al meitav hatzoin, tineke shel bezraban, akol tzoin kadoshim. and he wanted to have to take out to express this nitzitz from Agag, from whom came Hama, from whom came Rav Shmuel Bar Shilus. Now I saw in the Sefer Pardei Sodai from Rav Schlesinger from Monsi, a Meridik of Ovid. He says that, it's not his word, it's really from Rav Hutner, and Pachad Yitzchok, Maimri Yitzchas, a Meridik of Ovid. He says, by Amalek, it says, Milchomu Lashem ba Amalek, midurda. What's this dur by Amalek? Every mitzvah is, there is nitzvah. Why by Amalek, dur? You may remember by the Milchomu against Amalek, it says, Vayomer Moshe El Yeshua, Bechar, Lonu Anoshim, Vetevi Lachom. What's this Lonu? Says Rashi. No? Lonu here is that Moshe Rabbeinu, Lonu means Li Vlachom. That here, he was Moshe Rabbeinu was mashvid the covenant of the Talmud to his own covenant. From here, we learn in Perkei Avos that a the covenant of a Talmud should be as covenant as your own covenant. Shtelta, why? It's a very interesting pedagogical tool, whatever. Abru, why is the Indian of the chavivus of the Talmud learned dafke from the Milchama of Amalek? Set up based on a pirush of the Ravid in the Mishnah Edit. The Mishnah, the same as he said, explains what part of the child is given from the father, from the mother. The father gives ubemisper hadoyrois lefonov luhuakens. What does that mean, misper hadoyrois? So the Ravid explains there are certain things in life which depends on years. It's a rather enigmatic statement. Huakens, the ketz depends on misper hadoyrois. What does that mean? There's a concept of continuity between generations. Oh yeah, I once heard. I don't elaborate. There once was a what do you call it? There was a professor called Toynbee. You ever heard of Arnold Toynbee? World famous professor, philosopher. And he once said he respects the contribution Judaism has given to civilization in antiquity. But today, Judaism has nothing more to offer the world, and it's dust destined to the dustbin of history. And therefore, it was against Israel, Antimites. So the Israeli ambassador to Canada, a fellow by the name of Yaakov Herzog, was chosen to be the chief rabbi of Britain. He was the son of Rav Herzog, the first chief rabbi. He was also a Talmid Chacham, and he was a politician, and a statesman, and a historian, and a brilliant philosopher, whatever. And he challenged him to a debate. Famous debate. And it was debated, him in McGill University. I have in my house somewhere in the bowels of my basement a old vinyl record, recording of the debate. Fascinating. Okay. And B'Soich HaNyonim, Rabbi Dr. Herzog turns to this professor, this Yemach Shemoyne, and talking about philosophy. And he says, I always repeat, I heard this word from Rabbi Lau. Somebody to go on. He says, imagine the scene, a Olympia Airways plane arrives in Athens Airport. And a guy comes out with a toga, and he's like, he claims to be Socrates, but nobody understands his language. So they get up to a shmerel from the university, who speaks ancient dialects of Greece, and this guy claims to be Socrates. He says, take me to the wise men of Athens. I want to see the Senate, which is the birthplace of democracy. I want to see the temple to Zeus and Jupiter and Alish Mekar, right? They say, sorry here, but like there's no wise men left in Athens. The temples are all churbanis. No one worships those gods anymore. We're like a fourth-rate power. We're supported by Germany. We're like the EU is supporting us. We're in Dreher financially. The places. Aldeia said the same scene in Italy. A guy comes out, Vinivi, CVD, Julius Caesar, right? Take me to the Olympics. Take me to the gods of Rome. Take me. Doesn't exist. Italy is a third-rate country. It's a member of NATO. It's protected by America. Italy itself is Gunish. So imagine the scene. An LL plane arrives in Magruin Airport. LL stands for every landing always late. It's like 3,000 years late, right? And a guy comes out. He's Moshe Rabbeinu. He comes to him as a Bukharan immigrant from Russia, right? Shalom Aleichem. You see, the Shechina shines of him, right? And he says, Aleichem Shalom, says, take me to Yerushalayim. Take me to a... He goes into a Beis Medrash, Monday morning, and they're reading Kriyas HaTorah. Everyone is wearing the same talis, everyone is wearing the same tefillin. The Baal Kayir Leif, Vedam HaShalom, Yerushalayim, right? You're like, someone once put it, a great man, you're sitting and learning. You have the Mishnah, and you have the Gemara, and you have Rashi from France, and Tosfos from here, and the Rashi. all the Zaydis, hundreds, thousands of years, are all talking to you. The Rambam was talking to you, the Rabbi was talking to you, the Chaim was talking to you. So let me, that's called the Misper HaDeirish Shalafon. By Yidin, there's a continuity in every generation. Says Rav Hutner and Pachad Yitzchak, a Meiritik of Ort. The Pasik Shreit and Iuv, in Kapitel Amites, Basher Chololim Shambu. Where do you find evil? Where do you find Amalek? Wherever there's a chol, a mokim rik, a vacuum, right? Yeah? Vir Amalek Haptarai. So Amalek's whole tachlis in the world is to make the discontinuity between the dirs. So therefore, Dafka by Amalek says the Pasuk, B'chomel Hashem Amalek, Midirdir, it has to be a hemshich l'dirdiris. And that's for who are kates. And how do you have this? Dafka through chinuch. That's where you find the whole Megillah surrounds this issue. B'achashveish, he makes a mishte gadol for kolan and soyan b'shushan. The migadol v'ad kolan. Say many of them before. Who's the mikotan here? This Emma says this, and the others say the derash batz b'shushan. Little children. We'll act to little children. So it's a party for adults. We've got little children. Because he wanted to be metamtim the minds and the hearts of Yiddish kinder. Start off with the young people. And Chazal tell us in Medrash that when Shas Haman was running out to make the Gzeira to kill Mordechai, there's a year before Yud Gimel Adar, almost, right? Mm-hmm. And he has to kill Mordechai personally. Mordechai hears about it. He goes to three Tinoikis, Psoikli Pesukecha, one says, Al-Lesirim Yipach Pisa, Mishavim Kusavai, then one says, Utsu Eitzim Besufar, the third one says, the Bachzok, Vazik Danihu, Vazim Ali Ezbel, Yassi, right? And he rejoices. Haman asked, what's he doing? What was he asking? And they tell him. So Haman gets really angry. He says, these are the children I'll kill first. And Chazal says he brought guards, Shomrim, on the 22,000 Tinoikish of Esraban of Haman, put them in chains in Shashaloish of Barzil, and he starved them. And they know they're going to die tomorrow. They were first. Before I kill Mordechai, before I hang Mordechai, I'm going to kill the children. And Chazal say that their mother sent them Lechem Umayim. And say, if you're going to die, don't die berav. Don't die in a famine. Right? Loshen Chazal, miyad hayu manichin yedeyem al sifreyem. They put their hands on their svarim, on their chumashim, whatever they had. V'nishboyim b'chaye mordchai rabbeinu loynoichal v'nishte ela mitoich tanisenonos. We'll die in times, in fasting. Ad she go kulam b'vchiyah. And then at this moment, this Galgu Rachamov, and he went from Kisidin to Kisei Rachamim, and he said, Ma koil godlo shen ishameya, ki gidiyim utloyim by like sheep. So Moshe Rabbeinu went over to the Abishter and said, Rebbe le gidiyim utloyim hei, ala katan li amcho. Shem shruyim betaynes hayoyim, shloish yom, which was 3 days and 3 nights of fasting, ulamacha roysa oyu l'shachtam gidiyim utloyim. They want to shecht them, like a deer, like a sheep. But Oyesay Shah, the Amish took the egress of the Gezerah, ripped them up, and he put Achashverosh in a Behola, and the miracle occurred. Says the another Medrash, Ben Gurion, Amar of Chelba, Eina Oilem, is Kayam and Behevel, Tinoiko Shel Tichelot Bezrabon, Vaach Machshavte, Shel Homan Arosh, Le Bitla Ella Bishvilam, Shenemar, Pasad Tilam, Epi Oilem Vyoitkim, Yosada to Oyes, Hashbis Oyvu Besak. And that's why Tzadikim Taich, in Mizera Yehud de Mordechai, when Zeresh, the Chachamim say to Haman, if Mordechai is, we didn't know he's Jewish, there was a shail in it. In Mizera Yehud de Mordechai, if Mordechai's Koyach comes from the Zera Yehud from Yiddish Kind, then Yiddish Rabbon, then Lesucho like Yinafel Tibuchon. In other words, the whole Koyach of the miracle of Purim came in the Schluss of Tinekesh Rabbon. And through that, is Yehudi, Hayab Shushan Abi, Rishon Mordechai, or the Koyach of Mordechai, Ben Yoyer, that he was mayor, a name of Kal Yisrael through Torah, Ben Shimi, as Chazal say, Shimi stands for Rosh Tevis. You know, sometimes people think, if you learn with others, then what will be with my own Hasmod? So the Gemara says, Fakert, right? Mayor Einei Shnei Hashem. Shimi is Rosh Tevis, Ben Yer Einei Shnei Hashem. Ben Kish Shehikish, the Gemara says in Megillah Daf Yud Beis, Shehikish Al Dalsu Yirachme V'Nivtchu. It's all in the schools that Mordechai was the teacher of people. This is the Hagdol. How in the world is this connected to this week's parsha? It's Gevaldike parsha, V'yichul Yitruma, which is Gimachia, by the way, as you all, I'm sure, are aware. V'yichul Yitruma is Gimachia Shefa Bracha V'atzlocha, as Svarno Deshim say. How are you, what is the purpose of a Mishkan? How do you bring Bracha? Because the Mishkan is the place for Shachanti Pesachim, where the Eibishter root, where the Eibishter Shechin is. Therefore, by the way, Me'ez, Kol, Ish, Asher is also the Gematria, saying the Svarim, Shivisi, Hashem, and Ekti Somet, because that's the Shechina was here. And Truma is Gematria, Merkava, Shlema, which is Gematria, Rav Yitzhak, Yaakov, David, etc., etc. If Yichu, Li, Truma, Li, Lishmi, says Rashi, Shmi, plus, Shem, plus, Yichu, Li, Truma is also Gematria, Shem, Shalom, Kisi, Shalom. Where is the Shem Hashem, Bizgali? Where is the Kisi Hashem, the Merkava of Hashem? Where is it felt in the world? That's in the Beis Hamikdash. So the Iker Shechina in the world, in the Kudah of the Eibush's presence, is resting in the world, is where? In Yerushalayim, in the Beis HaMikdash. Now if I was to go a step further, and ask you, where in the Beis HaMikdash Gufa is the Makar of the Ashrayas HaShechina? Where? Oh, I thought you would say the Or. Or in Pasuk state, V'li'adati l'cha Hashem, V'dibarti itcha, the place where the Shechina comes is dafka mi bainta, with the kruvim, or person can afay him. Their wings, so to speak, are spread out over the Aron HaKodesh, and from there the Shechina comes down to speak. So even though when Moshe Rabbeinu came into the Pesach of the El Moed, where did the call from? He doesn't need an operator in the middle, immediately. But he didn't directly speak to Moshe Rabbeinu. The call came from Bein Shnei Akruvim. Why, said the Pesach Ber Belzer? Because the Eibishter wanted to show that the whole schus, even the gilui of the Shechina, the Eibishter speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu, Mivchem Menushi, is only in the schus of the Kruvim. I tried to research about Kruvim. I must tell you, it's one of the most difficult sugyas, with most complicated areas I've ever got involved. I'm not going to even begin to try to explain to you what it's all about. But Al Kapanam, what's mashma here is that where is the Iker Mokem of Hashra's Hashkina? Not even the Aron HaKodesh, says the Nesiv Shalom, but that was on top of the Aron HaKodesh, not only spatially, but in Ruchnias, the Kanafayim of the Kruvim. And by the way, therefore, Kruvim is Gimachi Hamerkom. I'm not going to bore you with 100 other gematria, it's the same thing. And all Kiddushah stems from the Oren, therefore the Oren with the Kaperis was 10 Tfachim, and there was all 10 Sphiris. The Gemara in Sukkah says, how do you know the Rosh Hashanah Meir? A Sukkah has to be a minimum of 10 Tfachim, right? Because we learn it from here. Sukkah is a Yushpizin of all the seven Yushpizin, all the Midas, everything in the world stems from the Oren. And on top of the Oren, where the Shechina, the Eibishter is called in Tillim, a capital pay in many places, Yoshev Kruvim. Right? Because where does the Shechina, where is the Merkava of the Eibishter, the deepest, the Kuda, the bullseye, Sheba bullseye? That's Mamish in Mibbein Shnei Kruvim. Right? And there's nothing in the world comparable to the Kruvim. The Gemara says that after Yontif, I always discussed, they ripped off the Ru'ul Chibaschem Lifti Amok. Where else do you have anything that something is a doimim, made of gold, right? It turns a hin, turns a hair, tomorrow says, Ba'avasana, Pneim Ishal Ochim, Pneim Alapayas. The Zohar says that three times a day, when the Kruvim felt the gili of the Malka Kadisha, the Kruvim started waving their wings. And that was the Shira of the Kruvim three times a day. Where else do you see that something which is inherently a doyman and it starts moving around? Where's the that gilia lekus, right?
It made the eagle also jump around. Let's think the opposite, the moon thing in the room.
Yeah, because there's a concept called zel umazet, which that needs a theological discussion in Kamagir. Right? And I found that the Medrash Tache, which says, Bizchusa Kruvim and Bizchusa Yisayim, Habayez Oyim. The whole base of Michal, the Kodesh Kodoshim, everyone, the Shalom, is like a body, human body, the whole, the Ramah, the whole Sefer on this. Right? Or, the Kodesh is the Rosh, right? Yeah. But the Medrash says, "Bizchus hakruvim v'bizchus yisayim habayis." The whole schus kima, the whole other parts of the Beis Hamikdash, which all the kelim represent different form, is bizchus. The hayu roish l'chol mashu habayis. Hayu shchina aleihem chayim. The shchina is shined by the kruvim, and that's the ikur of everything. That's the source of everything. My dear, sweet, holy brother, we once had a whole discussion in Parshas Truma, Chiddush of the Rebbe, with Medayik from Loshna Rambam, that therefore Shloime HaMelech, Bishasi, Dovid HaMelech actually, where before they actually built the Beis HaMikdash, they already built the Mechilas underneath. So even Bisman of the time of Yeshua HaMelech actually, and the Bayis Rishon, the Bayis Sheni, the Orin has to be there. Akapanabiknism. You can't always see it, etc., etc. It's still there, but it has to be. That gives Kedushas HaMok. What about? We don't pass it over. Why don't you ask me from the Gemara in Gittin that when the Romans came into the Beis HaMikdash and they saw the Kruvim, Urin Zevaze, what kind of Kruvim were they?
There's the Kruvim of the
valley. Yeah, they took off the walls. I can talk about it. You know, look at Shlema in Parshas, the end of thyself is the Parshas, Yaakov Pekud, thyself is the Parshas. So let me think of Sugi. But it wasn't there, right? But it has to be there. But anyway. So the deepest chiba of the Eibishter and Knesset Yisrael is Dafka Mibein Shneha Kruv. Right? And that, by the way, that's why we say Mishenichnas Oder Marvin B'Simcha. So Rashi says, why Marvin B'Simcha? Because you have the Nisim, Purim and Pesach. Oy Bazoi Shtel Nuk Teklos Kasher, I mean, the Maranayim asked us in this week's Parsha. Oy Bazoi, the Simcha Vadar, should start from Yudalit. We'll start from Shchoydish. The Zechariah says, what is Adar? Aleph Dar, Aluf Vishal Olam Dar. When does the Abish, therefore, which parshas do we read from the beginning of Truma Tetzavi? Right? Because now the Ashrus Ashkinda, which brings all kinds of brachas, Bekash Mizruchnis, starts from now. And I have no time to elaborate the whole beautiful thing about Bekis Verizal, that all Kabbalah Satfilis start from, what do you call it again? Start from the Kruv. How are you? I kept claiming this gematria is a mice. I remember. I ain't coming. Right? By the way, just parenthetically, that's also the reason people ask if the whole Kruvim show, Ruchi Bat of the Amokim, wouldn't it have been better if the Kruvim were out in the Kodesh or in the whatever? Why put it in the Kodesh Kedoshim? Only see on after Gimel Regolim or the Kohen Gadol. Said the Baba Rebbe Pashut, because the Gemara says in Bracha that Rav Ami Rav Asi, even though there were 13 shuls in Tveria, they only David were Ben Amud Hechad Avigarsim when they learned. Right? So the Torah is represented by the Oren. The Kruvim, which Maila, the Tfilas of Kal Yisrael, had to be Davka connected to the Oren. Which I don't have to elaborate. What was the Kapiris part of the Oren with the Kruvim, or something separate? The whole Shmuz of the Rebbe speaks about the Tfilas, I don't have to elaborate. Okay? But in the Galen Eda, what were the Kruvim? This itself is the Gevaldik Shakla Vatari. But for simple people like us at the moment, what were the Kruvim? The Gemara says in Sukkah, the Gemara says in Chagiga, it had the Imk Ravi. She came above El Kiril Yenuka Ravi. It had the image of a child. Right? The Pechina from Hinar Yisrael Vavim, which is the reason Gerada, Rishlai Mechalina famous says, V'chol Bonayich Limudde Hashem. It's a very sharp word. He says, the way, what do you mean, Chol Bonayich Limudde Hashem? The way you treat and mechanech your children, that limudei Hashem, you teach the Eibishter, because the Eibishter is represented by whatever happens to us, as Nefesh HaChayim, the Tzitzis Forum speak about, right? Shem Tzilcha. The way you treat your children is the way the Eibishter treats you. His children, right? Therefore, for example, Rabbi Shapiro famously said, the Bechilta says in the end of Parshat Mishpatim, every other keli, l'mashal, by the Tchashmenoyim, even though the menorah should be gold, you can make it out of something else. The only keli which you can only make, only zav, even the kuva, is the kuva. Nothing else will suffice. Because when it comes to chinuch of the Nefesh HaBesrabam, nothing but pure, unadulterated, pristine gold is acceptable. That's why it says, where do you make these kruvim? As part and parcel of the kapiros, not something separate from it. which teaches you that Yiddish chinuch has to be, not that you know when my kid is 17 years old, I'll send him to a year in a yeshiva in Israel, and then he'll start learning. It has to be a chinuch al taras hakodesh, where that is his life, where he's inseparable from Torah and Kedusha. Right? Therefore, Rashi Gerda says, don't say, take one shtick here, one shtick there. Take one big shtick zov, right? Yes? Mm-hmm. Yeah? And the hatzel zov harbe, v'hake bepatish ube kurnus. Take a hammer or whatever, and clop. Says the vision. But the same idea, like in Shubh Echrani, Ashri Eladatoy. From mamish infancy, let him hear the words of Torah. Therefore, tinoik escapes, scrambles. Let us get the word tikkun. The tikkun of the world comes dafka through tinoikis. Therefore, says the Mechayim, the Mishnah Rebbe, Hake bepatish ukurnis is also begimatria shivisi Hashem lenegdi somal. It's like when you learn, right? The Gemara says if you learn as a child, is doim lekakosim al niyar chodesh. Niyar is, by the way, the Arameer says, two yuds in the middle, nun and resh is there, and there is the neshama. And there, which is attached, the neshama, which is attached in dovuk to the Abishur, not that later in life you can always have a chance to go to the Abishur. Right? Which also, by the way, Mishom Roya Evan Yisro. Evan, Rashi says, Evan Avabin. Right? That's so the Moshe Rebbe, the Yisro Brocha says, that's Pat Ubim, that's Pat Pasuk Ubim Charoishas Evan Lamalis. That Dafka was talking about diamond cutting, whatever. Charoishas Evan Lamalis, then it'll be generation after generation. And therefore he says, Roya Evan Yisro is Gimacha Milchoma Vashem Ba'amolik Bidurta. Amalek wants to start this chol between Dairis, the opposite Av Bisham Roy Evan Yisrael, when there's a continuity. Which is the reason the Belzer Rebbe said that's why the Abish the Kol came from what? Dafka mi Bein Shnei Akruvim, to show that the Yisoid of all the Yiddishkeit is Chinuch. Right? We said before, it's a sound, just by the way, we said before that what was the Yisoid of the Nitzachon of Purim? Therefore, in Pasuk it says, "V'nei adati l'chasham." What's the Rashi Tevis? "V'nei adati l'chasham," 336, which is Gimachia Purim, and "V'nei adati l'chasham" is Gimachia Mordechai Esther Makoil. Because the whole Yisoid, we said many times, that Yom Kippurim is Yom Kippur. There's 1,001 common denominators between Purim and Yom Kippur. Both of them as Kabbalah Satoira, Second Luchas. Both of them at the beginning of poor who are Goyrel, stays here. In terms of space, where is the place where all the action is happening that's shaking the heavens on Yom Kippur? What is Purim? Again, Tinoi Kishem Esrabim. Where is the source of that to Kruvim? Which therefore, the Adatil Chasham is Gimachi Mordechai Esther, Rashi Tevis Purim. Right? That's Pshat. It's from say the Shachal Torah in this week's parasha when the Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Kuf Yutes that a mevatlin tinoikish of Asraban afil lebinu beis hamikdash. Why? Because there's no beis hamikdash on tinoikish of Asraban. They're the Yisoid. And the Gemara the Chazal say elsewhere that the Yishalayim was that chorav atil the bitluba tinoikish of Asraban. And therefore you have like the Gemara says the Sanhedrin. You know the Sanhedrin worked, right? The Sanhedrin went into Golos to Shechina state. The Mishmoris went into Golos, the Kavah, the Omer of Avoida, the Shechina state. Kivan Shegolu, Tinoikis Shem Misrabo, right? Yeah? Then already, the Pasuk says, Vayel Oilelel Holchu Shvim at Mitzor, right? Next Pasuk, Vayetze Mibasti and Kolodoro. The Shechina left right after when the Tinoikis Shem Misrabo. Unfaket, the pasuk says, "Eis hazomer higia." Time to be mezamer aritzim to cut off the all the rishoyim, right? The kol hatoyer nishma bartzeinu. When you hear the kol of tina gishub Israel. And this, by the way, I have no time to elaborate. I discussed this once. Reb Tzvi has a beautiful form. That's how Reb Chia, who's the uncle of Shmuel Bar Shaila, the man. Yeah? He taught. What was the great Meisach Chia? He taught 5 children chumash and 6, which is and 6 children in 6 in the Mishnah, which is vav kei. The Shechina is. Shochin Yudke, the Abish of Yudke, Yisru Hashemai. How do you bring the Shechina down here in this world, the Vovke? That's through the Shishas in the Mishnah, the Rishon of the Torah, of Tinoike Shabbos Rabban. That's the Gedoy Lemasechi. Right? And you see to it that, I don't know, it's already political, but you see the Satan, was working overtime to prevent the Kol HaTor Nishma Barzil. So you have all mini trachpulas, technologies or whatever, that a kid's mind, his heart, shouldn't be near Chodesh, right? You have all the bias mechutz from all Hofstedts and all kinds of kitrugim from mechutz. And the ikur is, if you want to bring Kedusha in the world, right, it starts off with children, right? Gerada, I thought to myself, that Tavor, in Shlomo HaMelech, we built the Beis HaMikdash, right? There were also two kruvim. There were four kruvim. The two kruvim of Moshe Rabbeinu, and then two Ansei Shemen on either side, which they, according to the Gemara, were playing Malabayas. Svarim HaMaran is that in time of Shlomo, it wasn't the Madrega of the Dardeya, the Midbar, it was the Amon, right? So people who mamish attached from birth, you don't always have to, about Shuvah in the middle of the five age, 70, you can decide, never too late. Over the Maila from Tinkochim, from Kruvim, right, who are attached, like, that you never ever lose. And that's one of the great mysteries of our generation, to mechanic children of Taras HaKodesh. The Emes Lahelf and Taka, that the schools of Tinoik Yeshua B'Sin Abba, we should Taka see our Yeshua, but you don't have a hand who's man.